is Jared the GM on ESPN 102.5 The Game. GM, how are you today?
Outstanding.
Okay, let's get right to the biggest story in all of sports. The most talked about story on ESPN, and no, it is not Kevin Stallings getting a 3-year show cause, although let's at least note that Stallings, when he lost all those games at Pittsburgh, at least he was cheating to try to win, but didn't work out for him. But the biggest story in sports, it led off Get Up yesterday, Stephen A. and First Take talking about it today, and it's Tom Brady and the Tennessee Titans. And this thing, for some reason, Floyd, will just not go away. Now, we will have Jeff Darlington on at 3 o'clock, ESPN NFL Insider. He will join our show. And the reason Jeff Darlington will join our show is because he has become kind of the main topic of late in the Titans and Brady and the Brady sweepstakes saga and so on and so forth. So yesterday on the Rich Eisen show, Adam Schefter, ESPN NFL Insider, went on the show and Rich Eisen asked him where Tom Brady was headed or what he's hearing. This was what Adam Schefter said.
Where does things with Brady stand right now, as best you can tell, between Brady and the Patriots and the conversations that need to happen over the next 2 to 3 weeks?
Yeah. You know, well, this is going to be the most interesting question of the offseason. And I will say this, if you'll allow me.
Please.
Last week, you were kind enough to come on my podcast.
Yes, sir.
And this week, Jeff Darlington came on my podcast. And Jeff Darlington is a lot more connected to that particular situation than I think a lot of people realize. And in talking with him yesterday, and my eyes were open to this. I mean, I always thought this was possible, but I got even more of a hint that it's more possible. Jeff Darlington basically, handicapped the Titans as the favorite right now. Which I was like, whoa, okay, I knew that Tennessee was an option, but he made it out to be more of an option than I realized it to be. And in his mind, to rank the teams right now would be Tennessee, Las Vegas, and New England. And I thought that was and his explanation of things on the podcast was very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And so my takeaway from that was I think we all need to pay a little bit more attention to Tennessee here than we've thought, and Tennessee is more viable as a potential Tom Brady destination than we thought.
So, Floyd, you and I both think Tom Brady is not coming to the Tennessee Titans. We think the Titans are happy with Ryan Tannehill, and we think that Tom Brady's going to stay in New England. And yet we had Fitz on the show yesterday, and I don't know what your takeaway from Fitz was, but I think Fitz and everybody in Bristol thinks that this talk about Tom Brady leaving New England is legit. That it is legit that Brady may go, and you heard Schefter right there who said Jeff Darlington told him, and again, Jeff Darlington will join us in 1 hour, but Jeff Darlington, who's in the Brady camp, and I listened to Boston radio yesterday.
Whoa. What's in the Brady camp mean?
That he's close with the people close to Brady. I mean, you heard Schefter right there say it. And so, again, and I listened to Boston radio yesterday, and they said Darlington is right there with the Brady people. That he is cool with the Brady folks. So, again, Darlington's going to join us at 3 o'clock. This Titans and Brady stuff, it's not going away. What do we think of Adam Schefter and Jeff Darlington basically saying the Titans are the leader right now in the Tom Brady sweepstakes?
It's fine. I mean, I think they can say whatever they want. I mean, it's, you know, they've got as good a, they know as much as I know. Which is nothing. so they have, I don't understand. This is the thing that I'm always curious about. Is there an organization in any professional sport that is quieter than the New England Patriots?
This isn't about the Patriots, though. This is Tom Brady.
Is there an organization that's quieter than the New England Patriots? No. Is there a star player, I'm talking about world-class player, that is quieter than Tom Brady? What could Tom Brady do if he wanted to? He could be a movie star. He could be in movies. He could have
he is in movies.
Every show on TV, on YouTube, on anything, he could be a part of, right? How often do you see that?
He's a little cameo here or there.
None.
Not true. He was in that Ted movie.
Oh, great.
So he makes a couple cameos in some movies. But I know what you're saying. You're saying that if Brady wanted to get out and tell the world what Brady was thinking, Brady would have no problem telling people that.
Give me a third question. Let me ask you a third question. Jeff Darlington is the kind of the mouthpiece of this whole thing, right?
And he will join us at 3
and
o'clock.
And he's going to join us at 3 o'clock. If he knew that Jeff Darlington was a mouthpiece, would he be talking to Jeff Darlington?
If he wanted what is out there, out there. I mean, you've even brought this up before, that you think that a lot of this is creating leverage. And I wouldn't put it past Tom Brady to create leverage with the New England Patriots. And I agree with you. I listen to all the shows that say, well, Bill doesn't even want Tom back. And I just simply don't believe that Bill Belichick has let anybody who would be talking know what he truly thinks about Tom Brady. Now, if he wants something out there about what he thinks of Tom Brady, I'm sure the Patriots have a way to get that out there. Right. I'm sure they do, just like I'm sure Brady has a way to get things out there if he wants it out there. And that's what this is telling me, is that Brady wants this out there.
Getting out there true? If I'm trying to get stuff out there, am I going to tell the truth and get it out there?
I mean, yesterday you said on the show that you would tell guys, you know, oh, so-and-so flunked our physical, so they would put out, oh, so-and-so's got a bad elbow, and they might slip to you.
And that was what?
No, it was not.
The truth.
I agree.
You're not going to tell them the truth to get it out. If you want the truth out there, you'll call a press conference, stand up and say, hey, here's what's going on. I mean, any of the stuff that gets out there, you have to question.
Which the one thing that somebody put their name onto in this entire thing, the one thing that somebody has literally put their name to was after the season, Robert Kraft said that he hoped Tom either came back to the Patriots or retired, and that he doesn't want Tom playing on another team. That's the one thing that wasn't I'm hearing sourced or so on and so forth that Kraft put his name on it. So I will give you that. But I do think there's a lot of posturing going on here. And I think Brady's camp is using the Titans because it's the one team that people actually think Tom wants to go to. Nobody thinks he wants to go to the Raiders, do they? Like, that's the other team that's out there. Now, the Raiders are all about Brady. And I think Gruden and Davis, they would love to have Brady and sell all those tickets and whatnot. But I don't think Brady wants to play his final year or two in the same division as Patrick Mahomes with a team whose best receiver is Tyrell Williams. I don't think Tom Brady wants to do that. Like, so that doesn't make any sense. The Chargers are in the same division with Patrick Mahomes, and they stink. So I doubt Brady would want to spend 2 years trying to turn that around. The one team that is good that you can convince other people that he could actually go to and be successful, and you can convince them because of the Vrabel and the Robinson thing, is Tennessee. So I think Brady's camp is getting it out there. And I'm going to ask Darlington when he comes on, is he hearing that this is a mutual thing between the Titans and between Tom Brady? Because I'm not convinced it is. I could see Brady wanting to go to the Titans more than I could see the Titans wanting to go after Tom Brady.
Well, I mean, the Titans, they've been there. They know, you know, or they suspect, like I suspect. You know, I mean, nothing's coming out of these teams that it's going to be true. I mean, let's face it. Look through the years. I mean, if you've come out and it hasn't come out of Bill's mouth or Robert's mouth or Tom's mouth or one of the haven't come out of their mouth so that you can see it, then none of it's true. And the same thing here. I mean, J-Rob and Mike Vrabel understand what's going on there more than any two guys in the country. They've been there. They were there for, you know, I was there for 5 years. I want to say they were there for 10, 12, 14 years.
I think Vrabel was there for 8, and Robinson was there for about 10 or 15.
Okay, there you go. Whatever that works out to be. So, I mean, they have been through this, I think, time and time again. And so, you know, I mean, would you say if you had nothing to go on, you didn't know a single thing about, you had not mentioned Tom Brady, hadn't even seen a picture of him, don't know anything, and you just started thinking, okay, who are some of the teams that, first of all, need a quarterback or going to need a quarterback? Okay, here's a list of these teams. Okay, what about, is there a list of those guys that maybe have a relationship with Tom or know Tom or could speak to Tom? Okay, here's another. And you go through and narrow those all down. The Titans are going to be on every one of them. Everything that you wanted to go through.
And that's why I think Brady's camp is putting that through their, you know, intermediaries, through their contacts in the media. I think the Brady camp is putting the Titans out there because they see that as leverage. Because they do, because there is that chance of, wow. Because people do think, wow, what if Derrick Henry and A.J. Brown had Tom freaking Brady? And we know Vrabel and Brady love each other. And we know Robinson was a Patriot. And we know that the Titans are close because they were just in the AFC title game. So maybe that's the team that makes it. Indy might be a better fit for Brady than here. But the truth is there's nobody's linking Indy because, yeah, no, it's Indy. It's they weren't in the AFC title game last year.
What about, let me ask you another one. What if you were Bill, I mean, what happens a lot with a lot of clubs is in a situation like this, they'll say, go out, check the market, come back and tell us what's the best you can get. Okay, so they've been out, they've checked the market. New England has offered him X amount of dollars. He thinks, or Don Yee thinks, they can get a lot more than that X amount of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And the Patriots don't think they can. So they say, okay, go ahead, search around, see what you can get. Come back. So he comes back and he says, okay, you offered me $30 million. I can get $35 million. Really? Where can you get that? Titans, they'll give me $35 million. How long would it take Bill to pick up the phone and call John and say, John, are you offering Brady $35 million?
I didn't think you were allowed
and
to do that.
John would laugh.
I did not think
and
you were allowed.
Drop the phone.
I think they have a word for that. I think it's called collusion. I don't think you're allowed to do that in the NFL.
I didn't say. This is all hypothetical. I mean, it's never, ever happened.
But, oh, okay, GM.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if they, I'm just saying, if that happened, if they bumped into each other at the combine.
You still can't talk about
and
that.
And they say, you know what? If there was a quarterback out there.
If I had a Twix bar and you had a Snickers and I was going to pay $35 million to my Twix bar, would you really pay your Snickers $28 or would you bring it over for the Twix bar and the Snickers?
Yeah,
you can't do that. Mine's I'm glad
better.
I know that you
mine's
did that.
Better.
But, you
is
know,
that if there was a quarterback out there that had won 6 Super Bowls and he was getting up in age and he was available, would you guys be interested in that guy?
Okay, so then that's the other angle. What do we think about collusion in this? Belichick and the Titans. Do we think there's a colluding angle to that?
No, there is no collusion.
You brought it up. So let's take your calls. 615. Floyd's going to get put in football jail today, just like Kevin Stallings, years after he's done coaching. Stallings gets 3 years show cause. Floyd's going to get put in NFL football jail today. 615-737-1025 is the phone number. Here are the questions. One. Do we believe the Titans are actually the leaders in Brady's opinion, or do we think it's total leverage? Again, Jeff Darlington says Titans number one. Do we think that that's legit? Two, what do we think about Floyd saying all of this is bogus? Do we agree with that? And then three, I think there's some big leverage angles here, and I want to address those as well. 615-737-1025. Calls and texts. We'll do that next. Live from the Wholesaling Studio, powered by RumbleOn.com. It's Jared and the GM on ESPN 102.5 The Game and streaming on the Game Nashville app.
You spent a lot of time in the Boston area. You've got a lot of sources in that area, and I don't think people realize how connected you are to that situation. So I want to go back to this. You believe the Titans and the Raiders are the two leaders in the clubhouse for Tom Brady's services. Do you think that it's more likely that he'd sign with one of those teams than return to New England? Or where do you put returning to New England in that pecking order, Jeff?
This is, we'll call it what, educated speculation?
Yeah, exactly. And that's what this time of the year is.
But yeah, if you're asking me to put odds on this thing, I say Titans and Raiders, and then I say Patriots, and then I put down the list teams like the Chargers, the Dolphins, and some of those other names. And I would put the Patriots somewhere pretty close behind, though, the Titans and the Raiders, if you're asking me to put odds on this thing.
Jeff Darlington on the Adam Schefter podcast. Darlington will join us at 3 o'clock. Okay, So he says Titans are the leaders. Jeff Darlington in the Tom Brady sweepstakes. And you heard what Schefter said as they introed that podcast or that question. And Schefter said, you're well established in the New England area, which is true. That Darlington has a background of being close to Brady's camp. So I think Brady is trying to get the Titans and use them as leverage in order to get the best deal in New England. And then Brady ultimately goes back to New England, right?
I mean, that wouldn't surprise me at all. Yeah. I mean,
we all think the end game is he goes back to New England.
I mean, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised at all if that happened.
So what about this? And I just thought about this. Because there's a part of me that thinks all this Brady chatter, even if John Robinson and Mike Vrabel could pick up the phone and call Ryan Tannehill and say, hey, Ryan, all of that is a bunch of crap. Kind of how what you talk about every day when anything, something else comes up about Brady wanting to be here and you have that kind of response to it. Vrabel and Robinson could easily say that to Tannehill, and that's true. But does the Brady speculation, and if Brady is trying to put it out there, that the Titans are number one on his list, could the Titans use that as leverage to get a better deal from Tannehill? Which is, hey, we can offer you 27.5. We want you. We don't want to go back on the market. We want you to be the quarterback here. Derek obviously has gone out and said he wants you to be the quarterback here. We believe in you. We think you can take us to the Super Bowl, but this is the number we can do it at, and we don't want to have to go back on the market. Without basically saying to Tannehill, we got Tom Brady as another option, but with Tannehill and his camp going into these negotiations, thinking, you know what, if I want to stay in Tennessee, I really don't want to push it, because if they go looking, they could go get Tom Brady.
Well, I mean, I guess they could. I'm not sure that's what they want to do, though. I mean, you know, I mean, it's not going to, if you're trying to sign him for $27 million and you're bringing Tom Brady in, you know Tom's going to cost you 32 or 33 or 30 or whatever. So all of a sudden he's saying, wait a minute, you're going to bring this guy in, you know, and you're going to pay him more than what you're offering me? I mean, so I don't know how that would help the Titans. But, you know, I guess they could do that.
Oh, I think it gives the Titans total leverage. I think just as Brady's looking for leverage with the Patriots, the truth is I believe that Robert Kraft, at the end of the day, is going to put his foot down, and whatever offer Brady gets offered from somewhere else, Kraft will match it, and Kraft will say, we will keep Tom Brady here, and Tom Brady will retire a New England Patriot. I am convinced Kraft is not going to let him get away. But, so what's Brady want to do? Go get the most offers and kind of take it back to Belichick and Kraft and say, hey, look, I'm getting $30 million a year in Vegas to play for the Raiders. Let's do 28. Let's do 29 or something like that. And a lot of these teams that Brady's linked to, they just don't make a lot of sense.
Yeah, but how does that help the Titans and Tannehill?
Well, that's the Brady leverage angle. The Titans and Tannehill angle is Tannehill walks into these negotiations knowing, if I don't sign and I don't get this done and I enter free agency, they're either going to tag me and I'm going to make $27 million and it's going to be 1 year and I get no money up front.
Well, he knows that already.
And two, if I try to play games with them, they may go after Tom Brady, and then I'm back to being a backup next year because nobody wants to sign me to be a starter.
Well, I see that as saying, as the Titans saying, well, you're not worth $30 million a year, but I will pay this guy that's 11 years older than you are that $30 million.
I'm just arguing that the Titans are doing this without saying Brady, but with Tannehill knowing in the back of his head, because he's seen it all over television and heard about it all from everybody that Brady's an option for the Titans, that Tannehill goes into this thinking to himself, you know, I need to sign my deal so that this is over and done with, and nobody's talking about Tom, and they're not thinking about Tom as an option.
Yeah.
And that would be why it's smart for Vrabel and Robinson to not say anything, either on the record or off the record, about this at all. To not even hint that they're interested.
I mean, the agents are going to ask. If they think, in fact, he's just going to ask, you guys interested in Brady? I mean, and, you know, they're going to have to give him an answer, whatever that is. I mean, they can lie either way.
How would you play this?
I would say Brady's not a factor. I want to sign you. You're the one I want to sign. Now let's sit down and work this deal out. You know, I mean, you don't have to tell him that if he doesn't get a deal that Brady is going to be – Brady's out there. I mean, you don't have to tell him that, you know, all those other – Bridgewater or whoever it is that they may like. You don't have to tell him or his agent that those guys are going to still be out there. He knows that, you know. So the question for him is, okay, do I keep messing around? And now, you know, they want me to sign for 28 and I want 32. Well, they can sign Bridgewater for, you know, 22. So I better be careful here, you know, and be smart about how I do this or else – you know, I may not be here.
I think there are more available starting quarterbacks than there are jobs open. Now, I didn't say good starting quarterbacks, but I said that there are more available starting quarterbacks than there are jobs open. And you hold the ultimate trump card, which is the franchise tag. So I think the Titans have way more leverage in this than Tannehill does. I think the Titans are convinced. I mean, Darren McFarlane asked us when we did the changeover and we were coming in here and he was leaving. And Darren said, do you think when John and Mike go in a room and they write on the, those two are talking, and it's only those two, that they have a consensus that they know who their starting quarterback next year should be. And you looked at Darren and you said, absolutely. And I agree with you. And I think they both think that Ryan Tannehill should be their starting quarterback in 2020. I don't even think Brady is an option to those guys. But it doesn't hurt to have a little leverage, even when you know that Tannehill's your guy. It doesn't hurt for the outside world to create a little bit of doubt in Ryan Tannehill's mind that, hey, Ryan, if you don't get this deal done, not only could Derrick Henry hit free agency because we don't have a deal done with you, so we may have to tag you, and then Derrick leaves and you can't live without Derrick, or we go out there and go get Tom Brady. Yeah. Because ask yourself this. Would you rather, let's say that Tannehill and Henry combined, let's put Tannehill at 27 and Henry at 13. So that's $40 million total, right?
Okay.
So that's why I use 27, even though Tannehill might be a little bit more, and Henry might be a little bit less. But that way, you know, the $40 million is an easy number. Well, if I pay Tom 30 and I pay Melvin Gordon 10, are Tom and Melvin Gordon a better combination than Tannehill and Derrick Henry? Because then I don't necessarily, if I lose Tannehill, I don't necessarily have to bring Derrick Henry back.
Right.
And I could go get Melvin Gordon, or I could go get another guy that goes out of the backfield that can do more things and isn't the runner Derek is, but I still have $40 million to play with here, and I could go do both. And if that doubt is in Tannehill's mind, maybe Tannehill looks at the deal and says, you know what, let's just get this signed as soon as possible, get Derek back in here, and let's get going, and maybe Tannehill leaves a couple of million bucks on the table.
Well, they have, when these free agents go out in the market, the first thing they look at is what the market's going to be. Mm-hmm. What is the market like? And so as they enter free agency, in their mind, they're saying, okay, there are six of us out there, six starting quarterbacks that'll be looking for a job. There are two jobs. I'm just throwing numbers out. I have no idea what they are. There are two jobs. So two of these quarterbacks are going to end up with a starting job. Four others are going to end up doing something else, you know, whatever that may be. So they know that. That's like if you're the only left tackle in a free agency period.
Oh, you know you're getting paid.
Yeah, your money, you just made $5 million. You didn't do anything simply because you're the only one out there and somebody's going to be looking for a left tackle. So here I am.
Let's go to your phone. 615-737-1025. Calls and text 615-737-1025. Doug, kick us off on Tom Brady today. Go ahead, Doug.
What the hell's going on?
Go ahead, Doug. Go, talk.
Who are we talking to?
Doug, go. Doug, go. I mean, we got a great show today. We got Jeff Darlington coming on to talk about these rumors. We got Brady. We got Tannehill. And that's how the callers want to kick it off today.
I did not. It sounded like you might have been getting mugged or something.
I hope he wasn't getting mugged.
I don't know.
But that's how the callers want to start it off today. Do better. 615-737-1025. 615-737-1025. I will say this about Jeff Darlington. Well, I'll get into that coming up. 615-737-1025. I think that this makes sense. The Titans and the Brady scenario, I think it makes sense for one side. I'm not sure it makes sense for the other side. We'll discuss next. Jared and the GM. It's ESPN 102.5 The Game. We're hitting the road for a Preds game. This year it's off to Columbus for the Predators as they take on the Blue Jackets at Nationwide Arena on Saturday, March 14th. Tickets on sale now. To purchase, visit thegamenashville.com. The trip is organized by Simply a Fan. Visit simplyafan.com for other upcoming sports adventures. Transportation provided by Gray Line of Tennessee. Jared and the GM, it's ESPN 102.5 The Game, streaming on the Game Nashville app.
Tennessee, I expect to be in the mix. Las Vegas, I expect to be in the mix. I think the Chargers will try to be in the mix. I don't know if they'll be able to get it done. And then, of course, the question is, does he get back to New England? Now, the real interesting one on Tennessee is this. They have Ryan Tannehill.
Yep.
And if you franchise Ryan Tannehill, well, then it's very hard to go get Tom Brady. You can't, I don't think you can do that. But do you take the risk of not franchising a guy that played like a franchise quarterback last year and trying to get Tom Brady, running the risk that you could lose both? Or do you go ahead and franchise Tannehill and remove the Brady option off the table when it certainly sounds like it's a possibility?
That was a lot from Adam Schefter right there. I mean, my head's like spinning trying to add all that up. So it's like, do you go after Brady, but then franchise Tannehill? But then if you franchise Tannehill, then it takes Brady off the table. But then if you go back to Brady with the franchise, and I'm like, whoa, Adam, like, slow down for a second. Like, hold on. What are we talking about there, Schefter? What do we make of that idea right there Schefter had about franchising Tannehill and still going after Brady?
No.
You theoretically could do it.
No.
Because then if you sign Brady, you could rescind the tag.
No. No. You either franchise Tannehill and the deal's done, if you will, or you let it go to the end and, you know, you're playing dominoes with whoever your quarterback's going to be, which is
very risky.
Not very smart.
I mean, it's very risky.
I would be shocked if they did that.
So my theory here on Tannehill and Brady, or the Titans and Brady, is this. And again, Jeff Darlington's going to join us, but I think the Brady camp, if you were to ask Tom Brady, and again, I don't think Tom Brady is going anywhere. I think Tom Brady stays in New England. But if you were to say Tom Brady goes somewhere else, which place makes the most sense for Tom? And I think it's the Titans. No state tax, no Patrick Mahomes in your division. You've got a decent team, come from a New England kind of system-ish. It's a New England kind of team. When I say system, I'm talking about the day-to-day operations of the club, not how the offense is run.
Good.
But it's like the day-to-day operations of the club, it's like a New England. Like, remember when you asked Terry Robiskie to come on the show one time, and Terry was like, gotta talk to John and Mike about that, because I'm not sure I can come on. Like, that's how the Titans run the organization, which is the exact same way that Bill Belichick runs the organization, which is great. Which I'm sure you loved, by the way, when you were there, because you didn't have to do any talking.
Oh, it was so nice.
So, that being said, it makes sense for Brady. I'm not sure where it makes a ton of sense for the Titans to bring Tom Brady in. Other than the fact that he's Tom Brady. Other than the fact that he is the greatest quarterback who ever lived, has won 6 Super Bowls, I still think can sling it at a decent level, and has like the leadership and the been there, done that. And I think Tom would take command of the locker room, and it would be so nice to have Tom Brady on the Tennessee Titans for the Jared and the GM show. So there is that factor of it. But I just don't see the allure to the Titans wanting Tom Brady. It seems totally one-sided. So we've got Jeff, and that's the first question I'm going to ask Jeff Darlington when he comes on the show, is how much of what he's hearing between the Titans and Brady is mutual. How much of it is mutual, and how much of it is Brady saying Tennessee would be my preferred destination? Because I'm not sure where it adds up for the Titans to want Tom Brady.
I don't. If Tom Brady, in fact, said the Titans would be my preferred location, then, I mean, it's if in fact Brady said that.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Brady, the quarterback 12, the real guy. If in fact he said that, then I would say there would be the chances of him being here would skyrocket. Skyrocket.
Really?
Yes.
Even though all those problems that you have with the offense fitting Brady, and, you know, is Arthur Smith experienced enough to deal with Brady?
All that's still there.
But all of that goes out the door to you. And then, so if Brady were to actually say, I want to be in Tennessee, you then think there's a legitimate chance Tom Brady comes to the Titans.
If he comes out, if he steps out and says that, then yeah. I mean, Tom's not a...
Define step out answer. And say that. If Don
stands
Yee...
in front of a, stands in front of a microphone, holding the microphone in his hand with his 12 jersey on, so we know it's really him, and says, I want to be a Tennessee Titan. If we hear that, the chances of him being here would skyrocket.
Okay, what if Don Yee calls John Robinson on the phone?
Does Don Yee wear 12?
He's Tom Brady's agent.
Does Don Yee wear 12?
No.
Thank you.
Okay, but again, I don't think this is going to get solved by Tom Brady standing up there and saying,
for me,
I want to be a Tennessee Titan.
I'm talking about for me.
Like if now, you were GM of the Titans or as an outside observer?
No, as me sitting here in this chair.
Well, no, duh, Floyd. But that's not, you know this, that's not how deals work. Logan Ryan didn't stand up and say, I want to be a Tennessee Titan, but Logan Ryan signed
Derek
with the Tennessee
Henry
Titans.
Derrick Henry just did it yesterday. It happens all the time. He just did it yesterday for about the third or fourth time. Yes, I want to wear blue, the double, what do you call it, double... blue uniform or dark blue, light blue or whatever. Yes, I want to be here. I mean, it happens all the time.
Okay, Jack Conklin said it. Doesn't mean Jack Conklin's coming back.
I don't know, but I just said it doesn't. But the chances skyrocket. I mean, the chances of him going to his agent and saying, hey, I've already told him I want to be here, so, you know, you need to work out a deal.
But do the Titans, this is my point, though, would the Titans want Tom Brady? I don't see the fit.
Well, I have no idea. If the Titan, I mean, Tom Brady is not going to stand up in front of a microphone and say, I want to be a Tennessee Titan, if he doesn't know that the Tennessee Titans are interested. That's not going to happen.
I know. That's why it made me mad that you said that, because you know that that's not how this is going to work.
It's because it's the only source of truth here. I mean, it's from one or the other.
I mean, yeah, but it's not going to – it'd be like me saying if I grow an arm out of my rear end, it's not going to happen. My whole point is for this to work, for the Titans and Brady to work, Brady would have to come here, which all the signs are pointing to yes, and the Titans would have to want Brady. And I'm just not convinced the Titans want Tom Brady. I don't see the fit between the Titans and Tom Brady. And maybe the reason I don't see the fit is because you've poo-pooed it the whole time. Well, Derrick Henry doesn't fit with him, and these receivers he wouldn't like him, and he wouldn't like Arthur Smith, and Arthur Smith doesn't know as much about football as Tom, and they wouldn't like each other, and it wouldn't fit, and he wants to throw the ball every play. And all I've heard you do is talk about that.
Now, see, you ask me questions, and then you make fun of me.
Well, I'm talking about...
And now you're going to ask me more questions than want answers.
I'm talking about the fact that you have told me that it doesn't make any sense, and now you're saying that if Brady were to say that he wants to come here... then the Titans would entertain it because the chances of him coming here would skyrocket. If the Titans don't want him, then no matter how bad Tom wants to come here, no matter how much Tom says he wants to come here, he's not coming here. And the question has to be, do you think the Titans would have interest in bringing Tom Brady here?
I don't know. I got no idea. You got to ask them.
They won't tell you.
Oh, really?
It's speculation. That's what sports talk radio is, Floyd.
Well, then what? Let me ask you this.
Do you see the fit? Do you see the fit between the Titans and Tom Brady? Where Tom Brady would
dump
on Tannehill
to bring in Tom Brady. I just went through this and you made fun of me. So I'm not going through it again. You can repeat it.
Your answer is no.
I didn't say that.
Ian, has he not led us to believe that answer is no?
I think it kind of feels like if Brady were to come here, it would take a lot of changing as far as the offense and all that kind of stuff. I know Floyd has mentioned that before. If Brady comes here, the whole scheme's going to be different, and the offensive line's going to have to be different. It seems like it's not just a quick fix.
And doesn't it seem like Floyd's not willing to do that?
I don't know about that.
Is Floyd willing to do that?
I don't know about that.
Oh, my God. Doug is up next. Go ahead, Doug. It's the biggest story in sports. Biggest story in sports, and Floyd doesn't want to talk about it. Go ahead, Doug.
What's up, fellas?
Doug, go.
Yeah, man, Tom Brady coming to the Titans would be the worst thing possible ever happened to the Titans. Tom Brady's garbage.
I just don't believe that. I don't. What do you mean?
I would rather have Ryan Leaf than Tom Brady.
Okay, whoa. So I got a buddy that hates Brady, and he was like, "This would be awful if Brady came to the Titans, and I hate Tom Brady and us." And I'm like, okay, first of all, I've never understood the people that hate Tom Brady. I've never understood that.
Wins too much.
Right. Like, if you hate Tom Brady, you are either a Baltimore Raven fan or just a total crybaby loser. That's what you are. He wins too much. Well, he works harder than everybody else. That's why he wins so much. Like, that's why he works harder than every other quarterback. He's more talented. He's smarter. All of those things. The idea that you don't like Tom Brady, so you don't want him as your quarterback, just makes you a crybaby loser. To me, it's about the fit. Like, when I would say that I would go with Tannehill over Brady, it's because of Tannehill's age. It's because of how Tannehill fits the team. It's because of where the team is with Tannehill. All of those things have nothing to do with whether or not I like Tom Brady. And I do like Tom Brady. I'm a huge Tom Brady fan. And I was telling Ian today, I go, how crazy is this? If I had told you on the day that they traded for Tannehill that in, 11 months, we'd be having conversations about Tom Brady or Ryan Tannehill, you would have punched me in the face because that would have been so ridiculous. And here we are. And that's where we are on the Brady and the Tannehill front. But this idea, and there are a lot of Titan fans out there because there's a lot of crybaby losers out there that don't like Tom Brady because he wins too much, that would say, oh, what's up, Brady? I'd rather have Ryan Leaf than Tom Brady. You loser.
Ryan Leaf is pretty a bit of a stretch.
I mean, come on now.
That's out there pretty good.
Like, come on now. Tom Brady. This is the greatest quarterback who ever lived. Benjamin texts into the text line, I honestly think the pass protection isn't good enough to protect Brady, even if the Titans got him. Our running game is fine and the offensive line can run block, but will Brady have time to throw even if he comes to Nashville? Ryan Tannehill, meanwhile, can extend plays, keep Tannehill, and draft Jordan Love to sit behind him. What do we think of the Titans' offensive line and how that would appeal to Brady?
Well, I read a thing today when they were talking about sacks. Tom has been sacked less than two times a game, like 1.5 times a game with their offensive line. We have given up close to four with this offensive line. So, and the quarterbacks that we have here are mobile.
Although they do hold on to the ball longer than Tom.
They can run, they can move, they can boot, they can waggle, they can do all the things to get outside. Tom will have none of that.
I thought about this morning. If Tom Brady were to pick the Tennessee Titans and the Tennessee Titans were to oblige and sign him, he would be one of the most important players on the team at that point becomes Nate Davis. And I like Nate Davis, but Nate Davis being one of the most important players on the team is not something that I'm interested in being a thing. Like, I'm not interested in Tom Brady putting his eggs in Nate Davis's basket. And this is not a shot at Nate Davis. It's just the truth. I don't really like Ben Jones. I don't really like Nate Davis. And Roger Saffold can run block like a monster, but he can't pass block. And now those three guys, the three guys that drove this town crazy for the first 15 games of the season, now those three guys become the three most important people there.
Yeah, it's a concern.
Let's take more of your phone. 615-737-1025. Calls and texts. 615-737-1025. What about Tannehill? You know Tannehill's hearing all the Brady Titans chatter. How do we think Tannehill feels about this? We'll get into that next. 615-737-1025. Jared and the GM. It's ESPN 1025 The Game, and we're streaming on the Game Nashville app.
Here's my thing, and this is what we were talking about in the green room when it became spirited. At some point, it's about who do you trust in the moments you plan on being in. We're not talking about the Titans being good next year. We're talking about them possibly winning a Super Bowl next year. The difference, I asked Lou, I posed a question to Lou in the green room. I said, what is the sacrifice do you make for one Super Bowl as opposed to kind of seeing what the rest of the next 3 to 5 to 7 years looks like? Obviously, you don't sell everything. But if you're talking about getting Tom Brady in for 1 year, and somehow convince Ryan Tannehill to say, hey, we still want you to be our guy. This guy's 40 whatever years old, and we want him to come in and try to get us over that hump just this one time. Maybe it works, maybe it doesn't. Maybe I'm being just so young and not up to speed on how these conversations go. But if you just ask the general foundational question, next year, Lou, Phil, you could have Tom Brady or Ryan Tannehill. Who the hell you gonna take?
That was Marcus Spears. First of all, I think the decision at quarterback is a lot bigger than just one. You know, who do you want for next year in one game? Who do you trust to win you the one game? Well, tell me who I'm playing in the one game, because that has a that affects it too. If I'm playing a team that has a great inside pass rush, I'll take Tannehill because at least he can move around. If not, I'm entrusting my entire season on Nate Davis, which I'm not ready to do. But the other idea right there was if you could somehow convince Tannehill to just sit down for a year and let Brady start. I mean, let's be real. He was the highest rated passer in the league last year. He was the fourth highest rated passer of all time. The highest rated passer since 2013 and got to the AFC title game. You don't convince that guy to take a little sidestep so that Tom Brady can come in for 1 year.
Now, you could pay him $30 million and he'd do it. Might do it, but
goodbye Derek, goodbye Jack, Logan.
Yeah,
and then neither guy would want to be here if you were going to do something like that. Do you worry as a GM if Ryan Tannehill was your starting quarterback and you had all intentions of keeping Ryan Tannehill and all of this noise was outside, whether it be Marcus Spears right there, Adam Schefter, Rich Eisen, Stephen A. Smith, Mike Greenberg, whatever, and all this noise and chatter is out there. You know Ryan's going to hear at least some of it. What else has he got to do? He's probably working out and the TV's on ESPN. And I was at the gym today and the TV had Tannehill versus Brady. Tannehill's going to see all of this. Do you worry about how all of this constant conjecture is going to make Ryan Tannehill feel? Or do you have to look at it and say, Ryan, you got to not listen to that crap. You got to trust us and you got to just follow what we do.
They have, they're his agent. If he's concerned about it, he's asked his agent. And his agent has said, well, geez, I don't know. Then Ryan has said, well, ask him. And so he's come to them and he said, hey, what about all this Brady stuff? You know, what's going on there? And they'll say, you know, yeah, it's for real or it's not. And they'll go from there. But if you say it's for real, then I think Ryan, you know, I think his attitude probably changes a little bit for the negative, in my opinion. And if you say, no, there's nothing to it, don't worry about it, then, you know, they can blow it off and he can go ahead and take care of his stuff.
If there was something to it, but you wouldn't want Ryan to think that, would you? I mean, even if there was something, like you were kind of sniffing up the Tom Brady bush, you don't want Ryan Tannehill to think that. So if Ryan's agent called you and said, Floyd, is this Brady stuff for real? Like, would you tell him the truth or would you say, no, Ryan's our guy? And then moment of truth, Ryan gets a text message from his agent or sees it on Twitter or something. Titans sign Tom Brady to 2 years, $61 million.
Yeah, well, no, I would tell him the truth. I mean, I would say, hey, yeah, no, Ryan, you're our guy. Ryan's our guy. Let's get this done. Now, in 3 weeks, if this isn't done, I mean, we may have to change. But so, right now, I would say, no, you're our guy.
So you're using the Brady thing to create leverage, just like I talked about earlier today, and I love
it. I didn't use Brady's name.
No, but that's why.
I said another guy, whoever that other guy might be.
88 and out the gate, as they would say.
I think the thing that's important is that they understand that Ryan is our guy, and we want to get a deal done. We want to get a deal done before free agency. Okay? Everybody understand that? All right, ready, break. Let's go. And now, if we get to free agency and that doesn't happen, we can't.
Oh, you
we
get
can't
to free
sit
agency
here without a quarterback.
I think if you get to free agency and Tannehill's not done or tagged, everything is on the table. Even the idea of trading for Andy Dalton is on the table. Everything short of Mariota re-signing and becoming the quarterback, I think everything is on the table if you get to free agency. Austin, who's listening on the text line via the app, tap that app in Clearwater, Florida, says, my concern would be the fact that Tannehill has shown this production for 10 games compared to his earlier years, whereas Brady has production that has been consistent. I think that's probably the biggest knock on Tannehill is that he looked like a different quarterback here.
Sure. Yeah, and it's for, like you said, 10 games. And that's the issue. You know, which one are you going to believe? And that's what J-Rob and Mike are going through, you know, or have gone through. I think their decision is probably made. But I think that's the ultimate question. Which one are you going to believe? And you know, if you hit it right, you're going to look like a genius. You know, you trade for fourth and you got a starting quarterback for 4 years, 5 years, or however long he's here, that's well worth it. But you go ahead and sign him to, you know, 28 a year, and he reverts back, you probably fired.
Yeah, I mean, we thought the Marcus thing was going to decide these guys, didn't we? Like, we thought Marcus, the decision to move on from Marcus, that, okay, whoever you get after Marcus, this is going to decide whether or not you guys stay.
Probably.
Talking about Mike and John.
Yeah.
And because they got to the AFC title game with Tannehill, Mike and John are treated like kings right now.
Yeah.
But if the Tannehill thing blows up in their face, which I think is in the back of our minds a little bit that it could, then it goes right back to the original thing, which was, if you don't get the right guy to replace Marcus, then you're out. And it's a weird spot to be in. Texter to the text line, if Brady goes to the Titans, how would Titan fans feel if Belichick jumped on Tannehill? The situation becomes, will Brady win a Super Bowl with Tennessee, or will Belichick win a Super Bowl with Tannehill? Oh my, get that popcorn ready. I will say this, and I know that you think I'm gullible or naive or whatever for thinking this. Belichick's praise of Tannehill the week that they played, I think there was something to that when Belichick kept repeating over and over again that he liked Tannehill in Miami. That I think Belichick probably liked Tannehill coming out. I mean, hell, you worked for the Patriots then and you liked Tannehill coming out. So yeah. At least part of the brain trust liked Tannehill at the time.
Well, you had to like him, but simply because he'd been a quarterback for such a short period of time and had gotten, you know, was productive. You say, geez, what would this guy have been like if he had played for 3 years?
So what? At that point, you were what? One of the four most important decision makers in the Patriots organization?
There's one decision maker in the Patriots organization.
I know, but when we're talking
everybody
about
Bill's, else is kind of tagging along.
Bill's brain trust? At that point in time, 2012, yeah, I'm thinking it was Bill, Nick Caserio, Floyd, and everybody else.
J-Rob, yeah. I mean, yeah.
So to that extent, you liked Tannehill. I think there's probably something to the notion that Bill liked Tannehill and he liked him in Miami. Probably watched the tape and thought that what Miami was doing probably wasn't best for him. And it would not surprise me if Belichick jumped on Ryan Tannehill if Tom Brady signed here. And then that would be something, wouldn't it? Because every game those two would be compared. It'd be like, well, absolutely. Tennessee is 7-2 and New England is 6-4, but Tannehill has 29 touchdowns and 4 picks, and Brady has 26 touchdowns and 10 picks. So, and they'd be yelling about that every single day. Now, Jeff Darlington is going to join us from ESPN, ESPN NFL Insider. And Darlington is the biggest newsmaker in all of this right now because of what he said on the Adam Schefter podcast when it came to the Tom Brady sweepstakes that are currently going on. This is what Darlington said to Adam Schefter on the ESPN Adam Schefter podcast.
You spent a lot of time in the Boston area. You've got a lot of sources in that area. And I don't think people realize how connected you are to that situation. So I want to go back to this. You believe the Titans and the Raiders are the two leaders in the clubhouse for Tom Brady's services. Do you think that it's more likely that he'd sign with one of those teams than return to New England? Or where do you put returning to New England in that pecking order, Jeff?
This is, we'll call it what, educated speculation?
Yeah, exactly. And that's what this time of the year is.
But yeah, if you're asking me to put odds on this thing, I say Titans and Raiders, and then I say Patriots, and then I put down the list teams like the Chargers, the Dolphins, and some of those other names. And I would put the Patriots somewhere pretty close behind, though, the Titans and the Raiders, if you're asking me to put odds on this thing.
So that was what Darlington said. He's going to join us next. And before we let Floyd tell us that the media doesn't know anything, last summer, Darlington, and we laughed at Darlington for this, and so we owe him an apology. Darlington was asked on the Will Cain Show who the starting quarterback of the Titans in 2020 was going to be. This is what Darlington said last summer.
Ryan Tannehill, as we've seen from the past six. No, no, no. Hear me out. Here's what he does. He pulls you in. He looks really good in practice. He does a great job with it. They're going to think that he's their starting quarterback. I guarantee it. I guarantee next year the conversation we're having is the Tennessee Titans think that Ryan Tannehill is the answer.
So
watch.
They move on from Mariota.
I saw it in Miami every year. Different coaches. I saw it every year. They kept saying, no, no, Tannehill, that's our guy. That's going to be the guy. That's what's going to happen this year in Tennessee. Marcus Mariota eventually is going to get hurt. Tannehill's going to come in like week nine, look really good, and the Titans are going to say, we found our quarterback.
Jeff Darlington joins us next. Jared and the GM, it's ESPN 102.5 The Game.